Okay, thanks again, everyone. Feel free to grab a seat if you've just come in. First Sunday of Advent. So we're celebrating Advent for the next 4 weeks. This is the first one of those. Anybody want to tell me what's Advent about? What does Advent mean, even? Does anybody? We ask this every year, so if you've been coming for a while, you've probably got it. Or shout something out. What does Advent mean? The coming of Christ? Yep. What? Anything else in terms of what it means? I kind of hinted at it a little bit earlier. Waiting. Yeah, it sort of doesn't literally mean that, but it's associated with that. Actually, the word Advent, it means coming or arrival. It's this season where we're expecting what? What is it we're waiting for? What are we expecting? Anybody? The Messiah? We kind of get pretty specific about that in Christianity, right? We're waiting for the birth of Jesus, right? So Christmas is coming. We're going to celebrate that on Christmas Eve, which incidentally is on a Saturday. There will be no services, just so you know, on Sunday the 25th, right? We won't be meeting it, but we are all meeting Christmas Eve, 5:30 p.m. for our traditional candlelit service. So just, you know, mark your calendars for that one. But we'll celebrate the arrival of Jesus at that time. But this season now is about waiting, and it's a season of looking forward in some respects, right? At Christmas time, we look forward to family coming, to gifts, to celebrations, to all those kinds of things. But we also, I think, at this time of year, we look back. Right, how many people, for instance, at Thanksgiving kind of look back over the year? Did you do anything like that around the table this year? Do you do that kind of thing? No, nobody does that. Well, okay. Yeah, we do that, right? So we look back. We decorated our tree last night, which we always get our tree the Saturday after Thanksgiving, which this year seems really early, doesn't it? It seems to have kind of come pretty early. But we decorated our tree last night, and we're pulling out things, you know, decorations that our kids made over 20 years ago, or gifts that people gave us that we put up around the house or hang on the tree. And it kind of, so there's a looking back at this time of year, as well as a looking forward. So we're going to do a little bit of that this morning. Now, Oliver and Colin are going to come and read to us. So if you guys want to come up, where's Ollie? Okay. So these guys are going to go read a couple of scriptures. So in terms of looking back, we're going to look back at the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah was around about 700 to 800 years before Jesus. And he was one of those prophets who talked about a time that was coming. So it's looking forward as well as looking back. A time that was coming when things would be put to right. There was this sort of longing in the hearts of the people of Israel for a ruler, a leader, somebody who would bring peace and harmony to the earth. And so these are a couple of those scriptures, a couple of those prophecies that we look at this time of the year. So guys, do you want to read to us? Maybe pull this one up a little bit. There you go.
People walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned.
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel.
Okay, thanks guys. So there we have, there's some readings from Isaiah, from different parts of Isaiah. We have this promise that A time is coming, right? A time when there will be a ruler, a leader who's going to bring peace and harmony and all these good things. And then it got very specific. It said that a virgin will give birth to a child, and that child will be called Emmanuel. Who knows what Emmanuel means? God with us, right? God with us. So so Isaiah is saying these things, that God is going to be present to us in the form of a child. And, you know, these prophets, these ancient prophets, they would sometimes say things that were really clearly about the future. They seemed to know they were talking about the future and being very specific about the future. Sometimes they just seemed to talk almost in double meanings, because if you look at that passage, it could be that Isaiah was talking about a very current situation then. But there was this sort of second meaning, this overlaid meaning that was perhaps even more important. Maybe Isaiah didn't even really know quite the significance of what he was saying, but he's talking about a time even further in the future when something even more amazing is going to happen. And of course, at Christmas time, we look at that story of Jesus and see a lot of those prophecies being fulfilled. So as an example of this, we've just been told, 800 years or so before Jesus, that a child would be born, and this child would be called Emmanuel, and this child would bring all this peace and harmony and security. And Violet's now going to come and read to us from a section in Matthew's Gospel about the very birth of Jesus. So we can kind of compare these and see how similar these two stories are, and what Isaiah said seems to be fulfilled in the person of Jesus. So read that story to us, Violet.
This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
Excellent. Great job. Thanks, guys, for reading to us this morning. So we have this situation, right? And this is what we're celebrating at Christmas. It's really amazing. We have a situation that is dark. That's what we heard in those prophecies from Isaiah. A situation that isn't all good. It's not, life isn't always right. And I think we can probably relate to that today, right? In our own lives and in the world in general. Very often, the world is full of darkness. It's also full of incredible beauty, but often it's full of darkness. Same with our own lives. And the message of Christmas and what we're waiting for during the season of Advent is this reality that things may be dark. It's an acknowledgement even that things are dark. It's to some degree an acceptance of things being dark, but it's looking forward with hope to something that's going to come into that darkness, this light that's going to shine in the darkness. So this morning, maybe right at the beginning of Advent, we could just embrace that for ourselves at a personal level and in the way that we see the world, that we're acknowledging darkness in our own lives, difficult situations, but we're also reaching out for the light. We're waiting for this light. We're waiting for the light to come into that darkness, and we're embracing that light, and that light can change everything. And we're going to explore that theme, obviously, as we work our way through Advent. Our series this year for Advent is called Awaken to Wonder. And we could perhaps call that Awaken to the Wonder of the Light, the wonder that this light can bring into our lives and into the whole world. And we want to particularly wake up to that, because I think sometimes we can take that for granted. You know, we celebrate it every year. But also, we might have perhaps sort of given up on some of the darkness in our own lives or some of the darkness in the world. And we kind of need to wake up from that stupor and embrace the light and recognize the light that's going to come in. So I'm going to invite Ruth to come up in a second to share with us a little bit about some of the things we're going to do over the next few weeks. You may remember last year we had an Advent calendar. Advent calendars are calendars that we use where there's usually an activity or a prayer or something for each day of Advent. And she's going to come and share with us now about the Advent calendar and just one or two things that are going to be going on throughout Advent. So, Ruth, are you good? Yep.
Advent is a time of active waiting. It's a waiting for hope that does justice, a waiting for peace that forgives freely, a waiting for joy that is merciful a waiting for love that loves your neighbor as yourself. Every day, a simple act, day by day. This Advent, we will wait actively. We will do something simple and beautiful every single day. Join us at Cedar Ridge Community Church as we count down the days until God's new world is born on Christmas Eve.
As you can see, we have a beautiful Advent calendar this year. It's here. We have hard copies. We'd encourage you to take one per family home and to cut up the cards and to put them in a place where you'll see them every day and to follow along with the different activities and the different reflections. You might want to put them into kind of a wreath shape, as they did on the video, and put a little candle in the middle. Maybe make it kind of a ritual during each day of Advent to take some time to pause, not just to read through what's on the card, but also to reflect in the midst of all the busyness about Christmas and about what it's really about the Advent and the coming of the light. So please take those. There are also some other ideas on that video of how you can put them up on the wall or how you can, different ways to display them, so feel free to be creative with that. In addition to having the hard copies, though, we're also going to be posting these on Facebook, so you can follow along. I think we have a picture of that. We'll post them each day. If you can put that slide up. Each day on Facebook. And most of these things are not very religious. So I think the first one is a Bible reading, but a lot of them are very, they're just good and really just hopeful and positive messages. So feel free to share them with your friends and invite other people to follow along with us on this Advent journey. That would be great to do. You can also share the video, which is on our Advent page on our website. So you can, if you just go to the website and go to the Advent page, you can see there's a link to the video. Or if you go to YouTube, you can just put in Cedar Ridge Community Church and you'll get our channel. And the first one to pop up will be our Advent video. So feel free to share that widely and encourage other people to follow along with us. Well, you might be thinking, oh, wow, I'd really like to follow along every day, but I don't have a Facebook account. And I don't want a Facebook account. Maybe you're one of those people that really don't like Facebook. Well, we have good news for you because Cedar Ridge now has an app that you can download at the App Store or at Google Play. It's free, of course. And make sure you write in Cedar Ridge Community Church because there's another app called Cedar Ridge Christian Church, and that's not ours. We are Christian, but that's not ours. So Cedar Ridge Community Church, download the app. And if you go to the main menu, you'll see Connect, which is the second link. And if you hit on that, you'll see Facebook. Now, this will not create a Facebook account for you. It will not register you as going to Facebook. In fact, actually, you're not really on Facebook. You can't post, you can't comment, you can't do anything. But you can see our Facebook site. So if you click on that, on the Facebook tab, you will see the Facebook page for Cedar Ridge. So you can follow along each day, and no one will ever know that you looked at Facebook. So, so I think that's it. So download the app. The app has got a lot of other uses, and we'll be talking about it later today and then in lots of other weeks too. Download the app. It's great. Pick up a calendar and a candle and follow us on Facebook and invite others to follow along in this period of active waiting, this waiting for the light.
Great. Thanks, Ruth. So I can't encourage you enough to participate in that with that calendar. It's a really great calendar, some great activities. So, come and get your all the materials here in a second. So what we're going to do now, we're just going to take some time where we're going to be moving around a bit. So get ready to get up and go to various stations. What we want to do is encourage everybody through this Advent season to engage with God through prayer and different exercises, and also to engage with people around them, maybe people at work, people in your family, in a positive way that's embracing the light. So we have a bunch of stations all around the room where there's an opportunity for you right now to go and get some information, to talk with somebody. Most of these stations have little handouts where things you can take away with you. All of which, right at the beginning of Advent, are ways for us to sort of plan out Advent, be intentional about Advent, sort of take this season with both hands, right? So, what we're going to do, I'm going to get the handout mic. So, listen to what various folks say about their stations. Melanie is going to kick us off. Are you ready, Melanie? So tell us a little bit about your station, Melanie.
Okay. Our theme for Advent this year is wonder. And so this table here is prayers about wonder, to help you wonder. And it's to wonder. It's wondering in God and wonder for the Bible and wonder for the birth of Jesus and wonder for your own self and wonder for God's beautiful creation. And it's pretty family friendly and there's chocolate, so come and visit me.
Okay, so we do not have, at this station, we do not have chocolate, but this station is all about refugees. And I wanted to introduce you, maybe Wael, you could just stand up. This is Wael. He is a refugee from Syria. He's from the city of Homs. He's only been in the country here in the U.S. for 3 months. You may remember Homs was virtually flattened during the war. So, he has a story to tell here. So, you can sit down, Wael. Thank you very much. So if you would like some information about how you can help with the refugee situation, particularly the situation in Syria, we have a handout here. But more importantly than that, you could come and have a conversation with Wael. His English is very good. You may need to take some time with the conversation, but come and ask some questions about him. He would love to share a little bit about his own story as well. And grab one of these handouts to find out how you can help serve refugees. Jesus, of course, was a refugee. Something we celebrate at the Christmas time is him going into Egypt. He had to flee. We'll talk about that another week. But Jesus was a refugee. So there's a very close association with refugees and Christmas.
This is the Praying in Color station. As you know, coloring isn't just for children anymore. So we have some kids' versions as well as some adult coloring versions. And the idea is you can just reflectively, prayerfully color during this Advent season and invite hope and peace and joy and love into your season. There's some options here about just creating your own artwork as a prayer, praying in color. And then this is a mobile station as well. So you can take a clipboard and go back to your seat as well as some coloring pencils and don't have to be stuck up here, but there should be some spaces up here for coloring as well.
Thank you, Brian.
Okay, and then this station is, we're focusing on outreach. Of course, when I'm up here, we're always talking about outreach, but during the Christmas season, it's often a season where we find it pretty easy to do outreach. There's projects available. But instead of thinking of a big corporate way to serve, this station is focused more on individual. And so we put up, I know we don't use the word thy very often here at Cedar Ridge, but I use it because it's kind of old and I think familiar to us all. But we're going off the verse to love God and love thy neighbor. And so a lot of times when you think of somebody to serve, we're thinking of somebody who's very different than us, or there's a chasm between the two of us. But really, we're trying to focus more on neighbor, on the people that are really close to you, the people that are around you. Some are very easy to love, of course. Some are a little bit harder. So when you come up to the station, kind of prayerfully consider a little bit who's your neighbor, and then you can fill it in. I put a couple of prompts, like afraid or homeless or vulnerable, but you can they don't have to be negative. They can be positive, a friendly neighbor. They can also be somebody who is different from you, whether, different status of life or different, whatever kind of comes to you, it tugs at your heart, fill it in. And then we have a prayer prompt for you to take home. So this one, we don't actually want you to write it in. We want you to leave it blank so that through the month, if you're praying, I put a little social justice prayer here, but there's prompts in the prayer to kind of pause and look at this and think of who's that person that fills the gap, and then kind of prayerfully consider where they are, how they're doing throughout the Advent season. So that's this one. Pretty simple.
Trish?
Great. Hi, I'm back here. This is the prayer wall station, similar to last year. This year we have it with a theme of fruit of the Spirit. So you can come over and if you would like, you can pray a prayer based on a certain color, and each color relates to a different fruit of the Spirit. And you can pray it as you're tying it onto the the net here, or you can write out your own prayer on a piece of paper that has a little hole in it and take one of the strings, and then you can also secure it up here. You can kind of twirl it around like that if you'd like to and secure it up here. But this is just kind of a different way of praying in color, and you can stand here and pray. You can go and sit, whatever is best for you.
Good morning, everyone. This station right here is an opportunity for everyone to come and consider giving. As a treasurer, I gave an update last week about where we stand. We won't give any specifics today, but this is a great opportunity for you to come and do two things. Of course, it has a part to... come on in. Of course, here you can consider giving at Cedar Ridge financially. That's an important part of our community, an important part of our discipleship. But before you get to that specific individual level, I hope you'll take an opportunity to look at some of these reflection quotes, these strips of paper. There are various ideas, thinkers, leaders, and their ideas on giving. And that's not just financially giving. That's giving of your life, giving of your gifts, of your talents to others, whether they're at Cedar Ridge or not. So I invite you to come. Choose, you know, I have a number of different strips. You could take one or two or three to your seat to reflect on that. You could take them home. But then also, specifically for Cedar Ridge, as you just heard, we have a brand new app. You're very welcome to bring your smartphone over here and download it right here. There is also a handout here that explains how giving is now available in many different ways, not just this new app, but you can do text messages, you can go to the website, all that sort of thing. So that's a very specific, practical piece of giving. But again, I hope everyone who feels led would come and just reflect on giving and how that affects us. In fact, a question that really challenged me this week is, what is it that gets in the way of me giving more, personally?
Excellent. So, Steve, would it be true you're more than happy to help people use the app, put lots of zeros in on their phone right now? Is that correct? Yeah. So, okay, excellent. Thank you. Gina.
Hi, this is our Guatemala table, and we have four activities here. We have Guatemala is going through a drought right now, so we have an activity where we're going to plant a bean, and we're going to write a little prayer and on a little flag and stick it in there symbolically to pray for their drought. We have cards that we're going to sign to send to our partners at Cedar and down in Ipala. We have stones that you can write a prayer on or a word or something with a marker. We have little beads that we can make prayer bracelets, and they're blue and white, the colors of Ipala's flag. And we have some handouts that you can take that have some information about some of the projects that we've done.
Excellent. Rory.
Good morning. This is our table, our prayer station around reconciliation, for we know that at Christmas time, Advent and the Incarnation is actually the ultimate sign and call for reconciliation. So we have, I think, really three things here. We first just have a station here with hands, lots of different types of hands, ages, colors, races, ethnicities, and we want you to wonder at the story of the hands and the story behind every hand, because we all know that everyone has a story. We also have some prayer cards for some points to pray around reconciliation, both in our country and in our world. And finally, there is an activity that Montgomery County is actually sponsoring around church and racial reconciliation that's coming in, January, early January. So something for you, whether you live in Montgomery County or not, it's open to all people if you want to participate. So we've got information on that. Thank you.
Thanks, Rory.
And then this station is to pray for our church community, so to pray for Cedar Ridge. You can pick up a piece of Cedar Ridge. I promise it's from Cedar Ridge property. I went and collected them all, little twigs, and make a little ornament for your tree or for somewhere else, and put on some little tags with prayers for our church. So kind of one-word prayers, but it's kind of pretty. You can hang that up.
Great. Okay, so lots of things to do. So let's just take a moment. You may want to go around to all these stations. That's cool. You may just want to pick a few. There may be one that you particularly want to home in on. We're going to take 15 minutes or so. So roam around. We'll have some music playing. If you want to chat with one another at the same time, that's good. Noise is fine. Let's go over to these stations now. Okay, thanks everyone.
Thank you.
That's good. Yeah, that side.
Yeah, I can hear.
Yeah.
This side.
So, if you'd like to take a seat. Again, there's going to be there'll be time to go back to these stations at the end. So if you want to, you know, if you're working on a little project or something, you can keep it with you and then go and finish it off at the end. We're just going to come to a point now in our service where we're going to take communion together, and we're also going to light the Advent candle. Before we do that, I just wanted to especially thank my friend Wael from Syria. Kevin is still talking to him there. Let's give Wael a really good, big round of applause. Thank you so much, Wael. That was a big challenge. He's learning English, and he's doing an amazing job of it, and his English is improving all the time. But that was such a courageous thing to do for us. We really, really appreciate it. God bless you. Thank you. We're at the point in the service where we take communion. Communion is something we do every week. It's an expression of our communion with God, our union with God, and also our communion with one another. You know, so we're together in this, and everybody is welcome to take communion here. Everybody's welcome. I would just ask one question: if you want more of God, ask that question. Do I want more of God in my life? Or you could put it in the context of Advent. Do I want more light in my life, more of this light that we're celebrating at Christmas? And if the answer is yes, then come and participate in communion, because communion is a big yes. It's saying, yes, I want more connection with God, and I want more connection with humanity. I want both of those things. So we're going to take bread and wine. It's actually gluten-free crackers and grape juice, because we're kind of, you know, we like that. We like to cater to every possible need and taste. So we're going to, as usual, we'll come up to the front here and serve one another at these stations if you'd like to do that. Same with this station in the middle. And then we'll have people at the sides who will stand in front of those doors, and you can just line up there and be served communion that way too. Okay, so we're going to do that in a moment. What we don't do every week, obviously, is light the Advent candles. We only do that during Advent. And as I mentioned earlier, we've got this beautiful stand now, and we're going to light these candles. You remember the candles stand for hope, peace, love. The rose candle will be love. The hope and peace are purple, and joy is purple. And then the white candle in the middle will light that on Christmas Eve. That's called the Christ candle. And so that's kind of like the final stage in lighting these candles. So this week we're going to be celebrating hope. We have a prayer which we're going to say, a responsive prayer that's going to appear on the screens. I'm just going to tell you what's going to happen here, and then we'll do it. The prayer will appear on the screens. When we finish praying, I'm going to light the candle. And then the room's going to go a little darker. Okay, we've got some lights on at the sides, the Christmas lights. And I just want to encourage you, as the room goes dark, we're just going to take a few moments of silence and just focus on that candle flame and think about hope. And not just hope in the future, but hope now. It's almost like inviting the light into all those dark situations in the now, in the present, in our current reality. We're going to talk more about that actually next week. But we'll have a moment of silence. And then Megan is going to sing to us. And just listen to her as she sings. And the lights will still be down for that. And then I'll step up and I'll invite everybody to come and take communion. And then we'll continue with some more singing. Okay, so prayer, lighting of the candle, a moment of silence, and a song that while we'll still remain seated and reflect on the candle, and then I'll invite everybody up. Okay, so let's say this prayer together. We light this first candle of Advent to begin this season of waiting with hope-filled expectation for the birth of Jesus. We open our hearts to the hope that comes with new life. The candle of hope has been lit. Bear with me here. Oh, here we go. Okay, so let's just have a moment of silence, and then Megan.